Geo, your sports station.
CFM Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the pregame show, here's the voice of the Sabres, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. The last regular season home game for the Sabres here tonight, and they'll face one of the great teams in the state here and in this section, the St. Croix Fusion. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart here along with Connie Feeney. Our radio producer tonight's Gavin Bovey, and on our YouTube production is Sam Aberle. And Connie, last to tune up here before the postseason.
Yes, huge game for the team to, you know, get out any kinks and play a good team they're going to be facing. You know, if they make it past that first round, they're going to be facing good hockey teams.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll go back to River Falls to play the Fusion. If they can get by Black River Falls in that first game, we're going to have that for you. A week from Thursday is their first playoff game, and that'll be here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. St. Croix at 14-9, 5-2 in the BRC, and the Sabres are 12-10 for Michaela Hogan and 4-3 in conference. And there's an earlier game in Eau Claire tonight, a doubleheader at Hobbs, a girls' game and then a boys' game. And in that one, it's Western Wisconsin against the Eau Claire Stars. And there could be a bunch up at the top of the BRC if the Stars win.
Right. Wouldn't that be an interesting setup if that were to happen? I think that the Western Wisconsin Stars have the definite advantage, but you never know with the Eau Claire Stars goaltending. They could always pull one out from them.
Stars against the Stars. We'll try to keep up that one for you. Chi-I boys are on the road over at Menominee, and we'll try to keep track of that one for you as well here on WOGO. Our pregame show, and Michaela Hogan, head coach of the Sabres, up here with us in the warm booth. And Michaela, a team we've faced before, you beat them over in River Falls 4-1 earlier this year. Tell me about this game tonight.
Yeah, it's a big game. Last game of the year, last conference game, all that good stuff. Put up a good game against them last time, 4-1 victory. We played a pretty dang perfect hockey game that night, and we bring that same sort of stuff. Good things are going to happen.
Your goaltender played well that night, too.
Yep, yeah. She plays well a lot of the time.
Yeah, she does. I was talking to her after that game. You know, it was after practice. I saw her walking by, and she was pretty stoked about it. I bet she's pretty stoked about this game right now.
Yeah, 100%. I think that she felt she had a letdown, actually, at the end of last week, so I think she's got a little bit more fire under her today, too.
That's always a good thing to have in your goaltender, for sure.
Yeah, so you come in here with a chance to beat the Fusion, sweep them before the postseason here. And so something's still on the line for the team, too, with, you know, the BRC crown up for grabs here tonight.
Yeah, this game means a lot. You know, either way, if we're in the mix or not, we can play spoilers. And that's always a fun time, too. I think Fusion have grabbed the last five conference championships, but we have zero, and Western Wisconsin has zero. So either we're in the mix with it or we get to play spoilers tonight.
Okay, either way, you got something
to play for. Hey, it's always nice to be the spoiler, though. Even if you don't win it, you take it away, it can feel sweet.
Feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah, especially against this quality team. I was watching them warm up. They have a lot of speed. It seems like they have a lot of depth. I mean, any particular plan you have, like, how did you execute it that first game?
Keep them outside. Don't let them into your house. Their game is getting the puck in and getting it into your house, and our game's got to be keeping them out of said house.
Yeah, defensive game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they like to play a more passive style of dump and chase and beat you to the puck. So if we get up early and make them turn on the jets a little more offensively, that's usually a good thing.
All right, had a power play goal, as I recall, the first game, the win, and a shorty. And see if we can get some special teams going here tonight too, huh?
Yeah, we had three power play goals on Thursday, so that was nice, and we gave up a goal on our power play, so some things to shore up there, but our power play was looking a little better here towards the end of last week.
And your bench was a little shorter on Thursday, but, you know, a full squad tonight, so that'll be good.
Can't get a whole lot shorter.
Yeah, so and it's set for the postseason. How do you feel about the matchup with BRF?
I mean, it shook out exactly how everybody knew it was going to shake out. We battled for the home playoff game. Black River is a good hockey team, right? You saw us in double OT earlier this year. Yep. They scored with 19 seconds left, whatever it was. So it's going to be a dogfight, and then we got Fusion sitting on the other side of that.
And they'll have the night off that night as a higher seed. All right, Coach, well, we hope we can talk to you after a victory here tonight and catch up with a CFM win here tonight.
Deal.
Okay. All right, Michaela Hogan coming in here tonight. Little under the weather here this evening, but he's going to coach his team anyway, and that stuff is going around, isn't it?
Man, oh man. Yeah, I'm glad it's not impacting the team tonight. At least I haven't heard anything in the rumor mill about it impacting the players. So
no,
it's
only the coaches.
Just
both
Michaela,
coaches.
Both coaches.
Yeah, Matt Cranston came in. He's got gloves on. Longtime coach of the Fusion, 20 years as head coach, the only coach in the Fusion history. And he came in. He's got gloves on. I said, I can't take my gloves off because I've been sick. But he's a great gentleman and a good hockey coach.
Yeah.
And he's under the weather a little bit tonight, but you just got to, you know, if you're asking your players to fight through it as a coach, you got to do the same.
You better do the same. And Cranston is synonymous with hockey over in that neck of the woods. So
three state titles, 2009, 10, and 11.
I think his brother coaches for the Fusion. River Falls. Yeah. And the girls program over there is top notch.
All right, time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a Fred at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Connie, how about picking up our 13th win of the season? What do we have to do?
The Sabres are going to have to play really smart. Like Coach Hogan was talking about that, but also her bench isn't very deep. And the Fusion bench, it looked deep during warm-ups. Everyone's skating well, you know, good speed. Obviously, they have to put it all together with a puck on their stick, which I can't, you know, attest to just watching warm-ups. But the Sabres are going to have short, impactful shifts so that they're not getting burnt out and they're not getting too tired, not getting caught, winded. And just keep the lines rolling so that they can stay fresh.
So there you go, our Choice and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend, Choice and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. The Sabres and the Fusion tonight. We're getting you ready here on WOGO and our YouTube channel, WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and we are on Cards TV tonight as well, so we've got it covered. You want to go to our sports page or schedule page at WOGO.com. At the bottom of that, we can link you up with Cards TV. Or just go to YouTube, type in WOGO Sports, and subscribe to that, and you'll never miss a game. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here comes Riley Biskin, the defenseman, not afraid to turn it to offense. And oh, what a shot by number 8. She got one over the right shoulder of Andert, and we're all tied at 1.
What a laser of a shot. That was beautiful.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Sabres hockey tonight on WOGO and WOGO.com, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. Greg and Connie here. Both teams on a roll. CFM Sabres have won three of their last four and six of their last eight. And St. Croix Fusion won five of their last six. And, you know, it's kind of a situation where you got a team that CFM beat about a month ago, and now turn it around, and we'll have to play them perhaps three times here at the end of the season tonight and maybe a playoff game.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great if it worked out for the Sabres where they had to play them. You know, and I feel like tonight they're going to have to play even a little bit harder because the Fusion are going to be looking for redemption. They're not going to be pleased that this is a loss that they faced against CFM, who, you know, a lot of people weren't even looking at as a contender for anything this season. You know, I think that a lot of people thought rebuild year. You know, what do they have? And, oh, here, a couple freshmen come in who are 40-point scorers, and they have Addie Biskin and Riley Biskin and an excellent goaltender. I think it's taken a few teams by surprise, and I think the Fusion want to get that back.
Yeah, I'm sure a little motivation for them coming in. Here's our goalie matchup tonight for the Fusion. They will start Caitlin Gustafson, and Caitlin came in for the injured Anna Woolley, and she has played terrific. Caitlin is a sophomore. And her record is 11-5, goals against average, 1.91, and a save percentage of 9.19. She'll be facing for the Sabres, the junior Aubrey Dowd. Aubrey's played very well this year, 12-10. She seems to be on a roll, too. She's 12-10, that's her record, goals against average at 2.65, save percentage of 8.98, and her numbers are improving as we go through the season. And getting down to postseason time next week, and I noticed that there are four teams in the top 10 from the BRC in strength of schedule. St. Croix is number four. CFM is number eight in strength of schedule this year, and that says a lot about the conference.
Absolutely. It certainly does. I mean, it's both a boys and girls side. Good hockey in this area of the state, up to Superior and down, and it makes it that much harder to make that road to state.
It'll be a tough one, and it begins next Thursday. We'll have it for you here on WOGO. At 6:40 pregame show, CFM against Black River Falls, a team that beat us, as Michaela said in our pregame show, in double overtime, 4-3 here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. But that was kind of a different CFM team back then. I think they've improved from way back in the middle of December.
Absolutely. That was one of their first games, you know, their first home game. You have a young squad of impactful players as well as your veterans, but the younger players were still getting their feet wet. And you can tell now that they're much more comfortable, as Coach Hogan has said. They're not afraid to shoot the puck, not afraid to make plays and go out there in a varsity, you know, mentality and go hard and go to win.
Well, the Fusion without Kendall Sundby, they graduated this All-State player, first-team All-State defenseman, the BRC Player of the Year last year. She is gone, but they've got some good players back, including Jane Volgren, Kivel, Morgan Kibble up on that first line. Ralston, a couple of, in fact, three sets of sisters, Kibble sisters, Ralston sisters on this team, and the Lansing sisters on this team. So those players are back for a team that has won five straight BRC crowns. And this is kind of the dominant team in conference here, the Fusion. Every year, year in and year out, they are right there. 19 winning seasons in 20 for head coach Matt Cranston. So he'll be facing another coach he knows very well, Michaela Hogan, longtime assistant here and player for the Chippewa team, and took that team to state a couple of times, and now head coach her first year. But she's bringing it all together, and I think she's going to be very successful. So the Fusion out here with the road uniforms, the black jerseys with the orange and white trim, and CFM coming out in their home gray sweaters, the black greasers and the red trim as well. Our officiating crew tonight, Lee Darrow and Dennis Fenton are the referees, and Tim Bowman is our linesman tonight. We're just about ready for hockey as Sabres hit the ice here, and the crowd filters back in on a very cold night. It's going to be well below zero tonight. You kind of feel it here. Even in a cold hockey rink, it feels cold tonight, doesn't it?
It feels so cold. I was driving back from Menominee watching the boys' game, and I had my heat on high the entire way here.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Just chilly.
Turn it up for sure. All right. Teams are on the ice, and we are ready for the introductions. Here's the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Voidel.
First, introducing the starting line for the St. Croix Fusion, in goal, number one, Caitlin Gustafson. The defenseman, number 19, Callie Lansing. And number 27, Lauren Lindas. The center, number 12, Morgan Cavell. And the wings, number 14, Eleanor Adams. And number 15, Chloe Ralston. And the rest of the Fusion, along with their head coach, Matt Cranston, and assistant coaches John Zevenbergen, TJ Klund, Jordan O'Connor, and Zach Brazina. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Sabres, I'd like to introduce two of our Chippewa Falls Youth Hockey Players of the Day. First, Cece Brazina, who plays for the Chippewa Thunder. One of Cece's favorite things about hockey is playing with her friends. She's being escorted by Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabre number 17, Ashley Sloop. Second is Emily Gibbs, who plays wing for the Riverhawks. One of Emily's favorite hockey memories is going to the PWHL Frost Hockey Camp and meeting so many of the players. And she's being escorted by Chippewa Falls Menominee player Daisy Swanepoel. Ladies and gentlemen, players of the day, Cece Brazina and Emily Gibbs. And now, introducing the starting line for the Sabres, in goal, number 30, Aubrey Dowd. The defenseman, number 7, Ellie Ash. And number 17, Ashley Slew. The center, number 2, Avery Lindstrom. And the wings, number 12, Olivia Hare. And number 16, Allison Zhu. And the rest of the Sabres, along with their head coach, Michaela Hogan, and assistant coaches Ryan Culp and Colin Harvade.
All right, there you go. Hockey coming up here, drop of the puck a couple of minutes away. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
High school hockey tonight on WOGO, your sports station. Good to have you along. It's the Sabres and the Fusion. Greg Stewart along with Connie Feedy here. Our radio producers Gavin Bovey and Sam Everly here on YouTube TV. And we are ready to go. It is Adams, Kibble, and Ralston up front for the Fusion. And for the Sabres, Allison Zhu and Avery Lindstrom. A couple of fantastic freshmen. Olivia Hare on that line as well. She's a sophomore. And here we go. It's brought right in by the Fusion right off the drop.
Eleanor Adams. She is tall.
She sure is.
She's going to have that
head
long
taller
reach.
Than most of those players out there. And she shot one over the crossbar. We'll have the faceoff. Came into the net and out of play. We'll have the faceoff in the zone. Oh, there's a shot on net. And Dowd fought that one off and then smothers it on the right post. Boy, that was a bullet right there.
Yeah, right off the faceoff. And then Dowd got that rebound. It was slide over. She's awake now.
That's for sure. She's in the game.
She's ready.
So we'll drop it in the right wing circle. Kibble on the draw against Lindstrom, and this one is backhauled to the point and a shot on net. Big rebound left out there by Dowd. Fortunately, it was cleaned up by her D. Just a half a minute into the game, no score. The Fusion and the Sabres. Here's the breakout for CFM, and it's brought up the ice by Allison Zhu. She jukes her way up to the line, drops one just inside the Fusion zone, but it's hauled in there by Lily Middle. Middle's got some wheels on her. Saw her play at Eau Claire and scored a goal in that game against the Stars. She can really motor up and down the ice. Loose out at neutral. Lindstrom had her stick lifted up, so it's brought in by Jane Volgrim. Volgrim heads to the hole. And it's going to be cut off there by the goalie, Dowd. Right inside the paint, she'll hang out of that.
Yeah, Dowd played that perfectly. Great angle. Watched the puck, didn't watch the body of the skater. And those Volgren girls, there's another one in eighth grade, and they are pretty talented.
Lots of sisters in the program.
Yes.
And three sets of sisters on the varsity team for Matt Cranston here. 15-40 and counting here in the first period. Zeros up on the scoreboard. Shots are 4-0 in favor of the Fusion. They have owned the early part of this period. Here's a shot on that. That one went in over the right shoulder of Dowd. Off the stick of, I think it was Middle down there.
Yeah, was it deflected off her own team? Or I couldn't see.
Well, we'll find out from Dennis Fenton. Yeah, I think it did have a deflect.
Yeah,
For Alston.
Those are frustrating for a goaltender to try to, you're cracking it, and then all of a sudden, last second, never mind.
1:33 of the first for Alexis Ralston, the assist to Oki Holdorf. Ralston will pick up the goal
for
second of the season. But off the draw, here's Avery Lindstrom. She carried it into the zone, then lost it, trying to track it down left wing corner. It's loose in behind the goaltender, Caitlin Gustafson, and CFM trying to organize some offense right here. Out of the corner, they try to get it to the point. It's past the stick of Taylor Geisler, but got some off-wing help there from Riley Biscuit up on the blue stripe, and here is Allison Joux. Joux fights her way through traffic, top of the wheel on the left-wing side, intercepted by the Fusion, dumped in to the zone by CFM, and they'll peel off the complete line change right here. As Evelyn Pisher's out there for CFM, along with Taylor Geisler and Tessa Lysis. That line out for Michaela Hogan right here. 14:33 left to go. The puck deflects into the left wing corner. It's loose out in front of Dowd and swept behind the net. Still inside the zone into the left wing elbow. And going to be hauled in there by Eleanor Adams. Adams sweeps this one in behind Dowd with 14:12 left to go in a battle behind the Chippewa net. The CFM net. This one comes top of the circle at right side. Kibble took a quick shot. That one deflected off a stick. And here is Riley Biscuit. Biscuit onto the tape of Pisher. Evelyn skates up across the center stripe and will lob one into the zone. And that unit will come off. And CFM's got to get some skaters out there. They do right here. And Allison Joux with a pickoff. Got it inside the Fusion zone. Now it's pumped back out again. Here comes St. Croix. A shot on net. That one sticked into the left wing corner by Dowd. And it comes on the half boards with 13:29 left to go. Now the breakout to neutral. And here is Joux. Allison picks it up. Tosses one. That one deflected off a Fusion stick. In behind their goaltender, Gustafson. Out in front. And Joux. Dancing in front of Gustafson. Few feet off the paint. Took a shot. And that one is eaten up by the goaltender for the Fusion. But best chance so far for CFM here tonight.
Excellent save by the Fusion goaltender right there. That one-timer from one of our talented freshmen. You know, she barely got it with her leg pad there.
Joux had a magnificent season along with the other freshman, Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom with 40 points. Joux with 34. That's a couple of fab freshmen right there.
Absolutely.
Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local sports and CFM hockey. A little delay here for the drop inside the offensive zone for the Sabres. There we go. And a clean win. Back to Sloop. She was in the high slot. Here's a chance on the left post. And that one just rifle wide by Joux. Didn't get a whole lot on it. Now it's coming back to Sloop. She winds and shoots. That one ricochets out of the right wing corner. And it's going to be hauled in by the Sabres. Now loose on the boards. Left wing boards. But a nice pick there by Olivia Hare. Hare tried to turn and fire one in. And that one went wide. Still inside the zone, though. Good forecheck here by the Sabres. Sliding over is Sloop, but she can't hold the zone. Backs up, and Ashley's going to take it in herself. Top of the circle on the left-wing side. Now works down to the low part of the wheel. Wraps that one around the boards, and it's going to be cleared back across the line. Out to neutral here by the Fusion. Evelyn Pisher. Trying to chase it down left wing corner. Can't keep it inside the offensive zone. And it pops back out right along the center stripe. And the yellow ribbon here. A battle for it. A couple of players for each team. Pisher's going to walk this one ahead. She's tripped up and she came in. But no call right there as bodies were flying. And this one is chunked out of the zone. And an offsides call right here with 11:55. To go in the period.
Yeah, I don't think you can get any closer to the ref and get tripped. I think they're right on top of each other, and I think the ref was trying not to fall over himself and miss that call.
Shot 6-3 for the Fusion. They lead it 1-0. It's hammered ahead. Riley Biskin chasing it down, now backpedaling deep in her own zone, opens up some ice, and here we go. Fusion on the, Sabres on the breakout. Over to Addie Biskin, and the senior will toss it in. And on the near wing is Evelyn Pisher trying to pinch that one in a little bit deeper. Fusion on the breakout. That one pops up off a stick and still inside the zone. And CFM's got it right here. See if they can keep it in. No, it's going to drift back out again. And the reset here for Riley Biskin. Biskin comes in. Number 8 launches one into the right wing corner. 11-11 left to go first period. Good forecheck right here. And this one slides in on Gustafson, the Fusion goaltender. And she'll just hang on to that one with her glove. Take the draw in her own zone.
Yeah, the Sabres have started to show up a little bit more after the first 12 minutes. You know, the Fusion definitely controlled the game. But now we're seeing the CFM Sabres show up.
Here is a faceoff. Right wing circle. And the hard around right here is going to bring it to the right side, the west side of the building. And here comes the Fusion. Into the zone is Lily Middle. She is pushed up against the wall. Middle got it to her teammate. And they'll work it back to the point for Kibble. Kibble will fan this one ahead and then takes a return pass. Now it's in the high slot for Lily Middle. Middle walks it along the blue line. Now carries it to the half wall. And it's going to be pushed back out by CFM. Lead pass for Lindy, but she can't control. And it's kicked around. Out at neutral with 10:22 left to go. And a 1-0 score in favor of the Fusion. Lead pass for Volgren. Stops and she'll peel off on the line change. Laid one on net. There's a shot on net for the Fusion here as we hit the 10-minute mark left in the first period. Here is the Sabres. They work the breakout on the near side. Lindstrom brought it up then had it poke checked off her stick. And it's loose inside the CFM D zone, and this one is lobbed all the way down for an icing call right here. A Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service always here for you in our Chippewa Falls community. Luke and Dana Lucier create personalized services to honor your loved one. Learn more at PetersonVolker.com. PetersonVolker.com. Greg and Connie with you here. And a clean win for the Fusion and a shot on net by DeLong. That one popped over the lumber of Aubrey Dowd and passed the net on the inboard. It's going to be taken out by the Fusion. Here is Riley Biskin, always ready to jump into the offense from the defensive spot. And the Fusion get it across the line. Should have been at offsides, but picked up by Kibble. Centering pass right there. And the shot just went wide. A scramble for it behind Aubrey Dowd. Now it pops out. And the junior goaltender trying to put her mitt on top of it. Couldn't get the handle on it. Pops away. And it's on the half wall inside the defensive zone. Now the Fusion putting some pressure on the Sabres. But here comes CFM. And it is Addie Biskin. Biskin across the line. Races into the right wing corner. Biskin now lays one out in front. And Olivia Hare was there, but just couldn't reach it. And now it's deflected up and out of play here with 8:49 left to go in the first period. Well, a quick score for the Fusion. Kind of put Sabres back on their heels a little bit, but they've recovered and played a better period here after the first couple of minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. They've turned it up for sure. They had to. So they're matching the speed of this better team.
Last time these two teams met, it was CFM beating the Fusion 4-1. Right now it's a 1-0 lead for St. Croix here. 8:32 left to go. This one is pumped into the right wing corner. It's going to come around to the left side of the CFM D zone here. 8:20 left to go, and here's the break for Avery Lindstrom. We'll put that onto the tape of Allison Jew. Turns, rifles one. That one popped in just wide of the net, and it's going to come out, deflect out for Jew again. Jew takes a feed from Ellie Ash. Jew in, centering pass back to Ash at the point. Lays a soft one on net. That one turned aside by Gustafson, and the hard around here is going to go all the way down. And an icing call against the Fusion.
Oh, man, you don't ever see that happen with Avery Lindstrom. You know, beautiful pass from the corner from Allison Jew, and Avery just missed it.
Yeah.
I mean, that just does not happen. So that was just unfortunate. Man, want that back.
I know. Chances here, huh?
Yes, but you know, it's good things, all good things.
Yep.
Coming to the, you know, for the good guys. So we'll
shot 7-6 in favor of the Fusion. They lead it 1-0. They win the draw, and this one is thrown all the way down the ice. Another icing call here against St. Croix. 7:45 left to go. We'll be back here next week for some playoff hockey. Got the boys game against Eau Claire North. Third time around for that one.
That's going to be a tough game for Chad High.
It will be.
Yep, tough to beat a team three times in a year.
Oh, it's an old hockey axiom. Mm-hmm. Tough to beat a team three times in a season. And then CFM could play St. Croix a third time if they can get by Black River Falls. We'll have that one for you.
A couple of really good players and a good goalie.
This one comes back out to center ice and tracked down there by Riley Biscuit. She'll feed her sister Addie, but she was body off the puck. And here comes Morgan Kibble, one of their top players. Kibble, the top scorer on the team with 33 points. And she'll ride this one left wing corner. Try the wraparound. That was fought off by CFM.
Get it deep.
And here is Evelyn Pischer. Pischer's going to jump into the offensive zone. Trailed there by Addie Biskin. CFM in the midst of a change. Change up both their D. Ellie Ash out there along with Sloop. And here is Addie Biskin. Biskin feeds Sloop. Turns, tries a wrist shot. That one broke it up as it came in. And this one is back out to neutral ice for Chloe Ralston. She'll walk up to the blue line and sling one in, and it's 6:35 left to go. The puck in the CFM D zone here. It's going to come out, and here is Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom glides along the blue line, now comes in, goes into the right wing corner. Number two has got it, and coughed up the puck in the zone, and Fusion counter. Here's a one-timer on net from Kendra Harmon. Off the stick of Aubrey Dowd, up into the net behind the junior goaltender and out of play here. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Off the near wing boards and all the way down right on. So icing's going to be waved off against CFM. And it's back out to the center circle. Knocking it down is Taylor Geisler. On the near wing was Addie Biskin. And she'll turn and gun one in. But this is going to pop back out to neutral ice here with 5:44 left to go, first period. Still a 1-0 lead off the goal from Alexis Ralston. At 1:33 early on in this first period, that stood up so far. Fusion have it. They'll walk it in behind Aubrey Dowd. Now on the near wing boards. And this one is fired in through some traffic. And Dowd had to play a couple of hops off that one and fight that one off. Now swept in by Kibble off the near wing boards. Taken there by Volgren. And CFM able to muscle that one back out to neutral. But Volgren quickly turns and comes in down the slot. Lost her edge there. Fell down. Oh, there Addie Biskin's got it. Biskin with some wheels. Burns up the ice. Biskin now through the slot will float off to the right wing side. Into the corner. And Allison Zhu cleans it up at the blue line. Fires one in. And a nice keep there for a moment by Ellie Ash. But it's one-on-one here for the Fusion. That was Morgan Kibble across the blue line, and then had her poke checked off her stick, and Lindstrom with some heat moved up the ice and then had the puck swept off her tape. Now it's in the center wheel, and here is Kibble. Kibble with some energy moves into the zone. Kibble had her stick tied up a little bit and got some help, off-wing help from Harmon, who fired one into the left-wing corner. End-to-end action right now. 4:09 left to go. And it's back for the Fusion D. That one hit Morgan Kibble and took her off her skates right there.
Yeah, just right on the blade and just down.
You got to be watching that one on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe as this one is fired in on doubt. And she'll squeeze that one between her pads and her glove. But that was a strange one right there. I haven't seen that one before where a pass takes a player out.
Yeah, it might. You see the coaches maybe shoot at those little skaters' blades, you know, and they fall down. But
that's got to be on our YouTube highlight for sure.
Absolutely.
I'll have to have Caleb Swenson grab that one for a highlight, maybe. That one you don't see very often. 3:45. There's a drop, and we're back to action. Shots are 10-7 in favor of the Fusion. They lead it 1-0, and they've got the puck right here. Sophie DeLong's going to go back for a D. There's a nice intercept as Riley Biskin waits for her teammates to get onside. Her sister, Addie Biskin, into the right wing corner. And behind her is Tessa Lysis. Still inside the offensive zone for CFM. This one rotates just past the goaltender Gustafson, fired into the left wing corner, and this is going to come all the way down, and this should draw an icing right here with 3:06 left to go in the first period. So it's going to come back to the north end of the building, the defensive zone for the Fusion.
Yeah, you know, we miss the net like that, just high. It's a breakout. I mean, thankfully, the freshman Taylor Geisler is able to get that and hold the blue line. But too often, we're just shooting a little. You know, I see that in the boys and the girls. They're shooting high and breaking it out. It's like, ugh.
Keep it on the ice. Here is Lindstrom to take the draw.
Wilgren now going in for the Fusion.
Yep.
Good job winning that.
Kessler was kicked out of the faceoff dot. Here is Lindstrom. And Lysis got it now. This one's going to come back to the point, and the Sabres can't hold it in. Fusion on the break. They cross the blue line.
Aww.
Player fell down. No, it's going to be a penalty here on Riley Biskin. Looked to me like the Fusion player just lost an edge and fell down. But
Lee Darrow saw it differently, so here we go. I agree with you. It looked like she tried stopping and doing a quick transition and lost her edge. Riley was there.
Yep, just in the neighborhood.
Yep. Guilty by association.
Yep. Penalty on Riley Biskin. And the faceoff in the CFM zone. Clean win. And this one is going to be scaled all the way down by the Sabres. The Fusion on the power play at 22.6%, and the Sabres kill is 83.6%. Here come the Fusion quickly into the zone as Volgren. She'll cut it down into the right wing corner. Now skates in behind Dowd, centering pass. This one's going to come back to the point for Kibble. Sydney backs up to the blue line, then lays one down to the left wing circle, side of the circle, and the net may have come off. I heard a whistle.
Yeah.
Dowd may have backed into her own cage, and that'll break up the power play right here with a minute 25 left to go in the man advantage for the
soft
Fusion.
Soft ice again, getting us those whistles.
Hard to believe on a night like tonight you'd have soft ice.
I know,
Just open up the doors and we'll be fine, right?
You'd think that would work, right? Apparently it's more complicated than that.
Yeah, I know. 2:10 left to go in the period, a minute 23 on the Fusion power play. Last regular season game of this year for both these teams. There's an intercept and a chance for a shorty. It is Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom comes in. One-on-one. Beat the D. And shot it off the blocker of Gustafson. Number two had a chance and danced in, but just couldn't finish. And Volgren's going to pick it up for the Fusion. And an offsides call right here. Lindstrom trying for the shorty. Last time we beat him, we had a shorthanded goal. That one.
Beautiful. Beautiful effort, individual effort there by Avery Lindstrom.
Yeah.
She won the battle, stole the puck from the Fusion player who got a little lackadaisical, and she went down and made some beautiful plays.
Got good hands and was very patient coming
very
up the ice. Very poised, you bet. Under a minute to go in the power play. 1:35 left of the game clock, and it's going to be hauled back by Alexis Ralston. She'll hand off to Eleanor Adams.
Tall
player comes in. Adams, top of the circle. There's a drop pass for Ralston. That one cut off by Sloop. The defenseman had retreated out to neutral ice, and So the Fusion have to all touch up and get onside. Here is Ralston right now. Well, you got Adams and Ralston out there. Ralston is diminutive, and Adams is probably a couple of feet taller. This one comes back to the point for Eleanor Adams. Adams right along the blue stripe here. Hands it off for Holdorf. She turns, fires one in, and that was clubbed like a center fielder for Aubrey Dowd.
Smart play.
Yep.
We needed a whistle. Yep, need a whistle. Get some new, fresh legs out there. I like that about Dowd. She's intelligent in her game. Yep. Knows when to make that play.
54.8 on the game clock here in the first. 9 seconds to go on the power play with a drop inside our defensive zone. Kibble cheating a little bit on the draw is tossed from the dot. And this one's going to be taken by Zhu. She brought it across the blue line with 45 seconds to go. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey here. And it's to the point. Here's a shot on net. Oh, that one was redirected. And Dowd somehow found the rock to keep it out from behind her, keep it out of the net. Great save. That one might come back as one of those game-saving moments here for CFM. It's out to neutral ice. There's the pick. Chloe Ralston comes in, fires one wide of the cage. We're down to 15 seconds to go in the period. Into the left wing corner, ticking it down to 10 seconds. Backed around the corner by Riley Biskin, just fresh out of the penalty box here. She'll just push it up against the yellow stripe for a moment, and it comes out, peeled off the wall by the Fusion. But they can't set up any offense, and that will finish up the first period.
I actually thought that went offside before that, you know, that amazing save by Dowd, you know, but obviously the ref is right there on the blue line. But, yeah, that was a great save by Aubrey Dowd. I mean, she's come up huge
she
this
has.
Period.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you want here at the end of the season for the playoffs. If you got a hot goaltender, she can
Absolutely.
Really carry a team.
Yes, you know, and I think that we've had some definite great scoring opportunities here for the CFM Sabres. You know, Avery Lindstrom, that beautiful individual effort, you know, getting it down the ice, getting around 2D, you know, getting that good shot on the goaltender, and then, you know, there's another one-timer that the goaltender barely got from Allison, so it had that one connected.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about it again.
Yeah, I know. It's replaying in your mind,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, thankfully it appears that Avery has moved on, which is a great, you know, trait.
You got to move on, too.
Yes.
A little counseling up here
yes,
in the booth.
Right?
Yeah, I know. Still a lot of hockey to
that
play here.
That would have been buried, that's why.
And I like the way the team responded to you know, a goal that they would like to have back, that early goal here at a minute 33. They seem to find themselves here and are back in the game.
Absolutely. I was a little nervous at first after that first quick goal and a lot of action happening in the Sabres defensive zone. I was like, oh, no, this might
oh,
not be
boy.
A good night.
Yeah.
But whatever, you know, whatever the coaches said or whatever the players recognized, they have definitely changed the game intensity and energy.
All right, well, it's time. It's time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. Or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com. A 1-0 lead for the Fusion here, the fifth-ranked team in the state. The St. Croix Fusion, they're always up in the top six, it seems like, every year. And they come in here looking for their 15th win of the year. CFM would like to come up with their 13th victory of the season and sweep the regular season from the Fusion. But right now they trail at 1-0. Shots 13-8 in favor of the Fusion. We'll take a break and come back. We are between the first and second periods. 1-0 Fusion over CFM. And this is Sabres Hockey on WOGO, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. We'll be back.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Greg and Connie with you here tonight. The Fusion and the Sabres, and it's 1-0 St. Croix after one. Scored that one at 1:33 of the first. We've got Alexis Ralston with the goal, the assist with Oakley Holdorf, and that's where we sit right now. After one period of play, shots again 13-8. The Fusion lead in that department as well. Well, we have a game that went final in Eau Claire. Western Wisconsin beats the Stars 5-1. So that puts them at the top of the heap in the BRC, and I think that gives them the conference championship.
I think it does, too. I think outright
win. I'm not good at math, but...
Yeah. I'd have to see the listing, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Here we've got the BRC standings, and Western Wisconsin now at 6-2. St. Croix at 5-2 coming in here, but if we beat them, then that would give Western Wisconsin
the outright
BRC championship. So
we'll see.
We can play spoiler here tonight. Huh?
Yes, absolutely. And the boys, Chi High is winning right now 2-0.
Over at Menominee.
Easton Skelton and Jackson LeMay both getting some goals.
Hey, so. Terrific.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Well, we'll see them against Eau Claire North in our first playoff game.
Right.
Next Tuesday. And then Thursday back here for the girls' playoff game against Black River Falls. So should be a couple of really good games with teams that know each other very well.
Absolutely. And I don't think there's any love between them right now.
Probably not.
Yes. I think that Chi High is going to have to come out really hungry and really, really ready to go, because North is not going to be a walkover.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
They beat Superior, just last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of like Chippewa in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Very similar stats. And both programs have challenged some of the better teams from time to time this year. But as we mentioned, the old hockey axiom is tough to beat a team three times in a season.
Sure is, yep.
Chi High would have to do that to move on in the postseason here.
Yes.
And the tool case, too, the toolbox.
Yeah, I was wondering, is that up for grabs in a playoff game?
I think so.
Okay.
I think whenever the teams meet,
that's it.
It's going to go to the winners.
Oh, man.
And you don't want to lose it the whole off season here.
No, you don't want to lose it on your senior night.
Yeah.
I mean, your last game.
Last home game.
Because if they don't win, that's it. And it's for sure their last home game.
Yep.
And then, you know, whoever wins that game, unfortunately, faces. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a real David
and
Goliath.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, number one team in the state.
Thanks for playing. Have a seat. You're done.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy the road trip. Yeah, the winner of the North Chi-I game will be on the road against the top team in the state, Stevens Point. They are a juggernaut, and that game will be at KB Willett. And not a whole lot of hope, but, you know, stranger things have happened, so we'll see. Got to win them one at a time in the postseason. Here it's 1-0. The Fusion lead the Sabres after one, and we'll take another break. Back with more, getting ready for the second period. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. We'll return.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here comes Riley Biskin, the defenseman, not afraid to turn it to offense. And oh, what a shot by number 8. She got one over the right shoulder of Andrew, and we're all tied at 1.
What a laser of a shot. That was beautiful.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Well, they've made a correction in the scoring tonight. First goal, we had Alexis Ralston as a scorer, but they've given the goal to Lily Middle for the Fusion. Lily's 8th of the year, her 16th point. And Ralston will pick up an assist along with Oakley Holdorf at 1:33 of the first. And that's been the only scoring in the game so far. Shots 13-8 in favor of the Fusion. Fusion 3 times state titles, 19 winning seasons and 20 for Matt Cranston. And he comes in with his coaching staff, a guy that has been around hockey for a long time and has coached this program and a real solid Fusion program here. Well, a new sheet of ice. We're about ready to go here in a few minutes on WOGO Radio. And right now, 1-0 lead. And the way the team was playing, CFM was playing here in the latter half of the period, I think we just need a good lucky bounce here. Or, you know, something's good's going to happen if we keep playing that way.
I agree. I think we just need that lucky bounce, a nice, you know, play to go our way. We're definitely in this game against, you know, one of the top teams in the conference, one of the top teams in the state. Absolutely, CFM is skating right with them, having some great opportunities. All good things for the Sabres. I think the momentum's going to keep going their way.
Yeah, doubt if she keeps playing the way she has here in
Absolutely.
The first period
and
keep this
days.
Team in the game. And that's good to see. Well, you want a goaltender playing hot here at the end of the season. All right, we'll take another break. Back in 2 minutes for the puck drop, CFM and the Fusion tonight here on WOGO Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovee.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Greg Stewart, along with Connie Feedy here, our play-by-play coverage on WOGO, WOGO.com, Cards TV, and on YouTube TV as well. Just select WOGO Sports. You can subscribe to that, and you will never miss a game. Thanks to our producers tonight on the radio side, Gavin Bovee, and on the YouTube TV side, Sam Eberle. We're talking about culture here a little bit and all the players that the Fusion have coming up. And they've really developed a good girls hockey culture over there. That's why they're always competitive year after year.
They really have. You know, they have Baldwin and River Falls, coming together at youth hockey. There's never a question, are they going to co-op or not at the youth level? And I think that's something that Chippewa Valley has struggled with in the last, decade. It's what's the co-op going to be, who's playing,
right.
Where are they playing?
Yep.
And that just turns people away, where the Fusion have that solid. But it's changing pace here, too.
All right, here we go. Second period. Drop of the puck out at the center dot. Avery Lindstrom trying to go against Lily Middle, who's got the goal here. And Lindy got it over to Allison Zhu. She quickly advances into the offensive zone and then dropped the puck off her stick. But can she retreat and get it? CFM's guy. Here's a shot on net. Oh, big save right there by Caitlin Gustafson. As a smoker was right on her glove, and it's into the zone on the wall on the far side. Zhu tries to sweep it in. Got a handle on it. Now it comes back to the point. Here is Sloop. Sloop tries to find an opening. That one fired just wide. Got a piece of the blocker of Gustafson, and still inside the zone. 16:23 left to go. Here in the first period, just underway. And Ellie Ash fights through some traffic. Got it to the top of the wheels. And Here is Volgren, comes in. Volgren,
nice.
Played it off to her left, and another huge save by Down. Oh, man, they had a two-on-one. And Lily Middle looking for a second goal, and now it's back in the zone. And here's Addie Biskin with a hard shot on net. Both goaltenders coming up huge in the early going in this second period. Riley Biskin retreats, gets the puck in her own zone. Biskin got a shoulder into the right wing corner, but fights it off. And Addie Biskin's got it right now. Biskin retreats, gives it to her sister. And Riley's got it, tried to ride it up in the zone. Got it to the blue line and just across the line, but it's pumped right back in by the Fusion. Here is Ellie Ash. Ash has got it. Addie Biskin now receives the pass. Biskin threw some traffic. That one kicked aside and sticked into the right wing corner by Gustafson. And it's right along the wall on the far side. Nice keep right there by Taylor Geisler, who slid over, kept it in the zone, and it's at the hash marks. Right wing corner, right wing wheel, I should say, and now the intercept for the Fusion. They carried it back out to the center here, but a whistle's going to stop play right here.
They're going to call that tripping.
Oh, man, another call on CFM, and that'll put him shorthanded here in the second.
Riley!
Yes, you know, Addie Biskin's going to sit for two here on the trip call.
It looked bad, but what are you going to do? You know, we had a really great shorthanded opportunity last period, so maybe this is good for the CFM Sabres.
Yeah, they got a shorty in the earlier win, a power play and a shorthanded goal. Would love to have one of those here tonight. Shot on net, and that one's eaten up there by Dowd. He's had a really strong game here after giving up that early goal. Face off in the CFM defensive zone, glove side. Dowd at the north end of the building now. Goalies trading places here. And the Fusion have it. They'll roll along the goal line here. This is Jane Volgren. Volgren backs up and is going to spin away from the pressure here. Leaves it for Kibble. And Volgren on the side of the cage, a shot on net. Here's a rebound try, and this one slips across the line.
And great back save in the, again by
yeah,
Aubrey Dowd.
Yeah, she is just on fire
dialed
here tonight.
In.
Minute 20 left to go in the power play. Just 3 minutes into the second period, CFM trails it 1-0 as the puck is wrapped around the boards and chased down by the Sabres. Here is Zhu, took a feed from Lindstrom, no-look feed, and Zhu wasn't quite ready for it, but Lindy, the chaser down there, really hassling the breakout for the Fusion. Down to 55 seconds left to go. And here is Jane Volgren, who skates up on the near wing, had it picked off her stick, plucked off her stick, and it ricochets back in the CFM zone and finally squirreled back up by the Sabres and hauled in there by Kibble. Little backs up, looks for some space. The intercept right here, off the near wall for Lindstrom, near the end of her shift with 28 seconds left to go. Lindy got that one left wing corner, can't hold on to it. And here is Volgren. Volgren cuts through a couple of D. Volgren moves in, fires one, trying to go upstairs on the left side. This one pops high in the air. I thought it hit the net, but no whistle. Comes back for Kibble in the high slot. She'll dance with it a little bit into the right wing corner, centering pass, and a backhand try on Dowd. She makes a couple of saves on the right post, and that'll do it for the power play. But boy, we had some action on Aubrey Dowd right there.
Excellent kill by the CFM Sabres. You know, that freshman combo of Avery Lindstrom and Allison Zhu, just really powerful. They had some good offensive opportunities. I forgot they were on a penalty kill.
Well, you think of what they're going to be like as seniors when they're playing all this time together. They're this good as freshmen.
Yes.
Face off in the Sabres D zone. Battle for it there on the half wall. And the wraparound by Addie Biskin. Over to Taylor Geisler. And here comes Evelyn Pischer. Pischer crossed the line. Drop pass for Addie Biskin. Somebody lost their lumber, one of the St. Croix Fusion players. And CFM's got it right here. Shots 18-11 in favor of the Fusion. Here's a one-timer. Didn't get to the goaltender. Kicked off a player, and Geisler tracks it down. And neutral spins, and she'll curl one into the left wing corner. 12:09 left to go. Comes back to the point. Nice stop right there for Riley Biskin. She'll hammer one into the right wing corner. Center pass. Oh, it came off the goaltender Gustafson with a nice angle. Deflection shot there by Eddie Biskin. Here's another one. That one tipped high in the air by Tessa Lysis on the redirect. And here are the Fusion. Couple of great chances there. Lead pass now for Peterson. Peterson moves in. Fires one left wing corner for the Fusion. And they've got it out of the elbow on the near side with 11:31 left to go. This one comes back, and it's going to be carried out by Eddie Biskin. Biskin one-on-one now. Biskin into the zone. Tries to use the Fusion player Holdorf as a screen. Took a shot, but it went wide. Riley Biskin with the keep, and we got a whistle. That's going to stop play here. And a penalty on the way with 11:15.
Too many players on the ice for CFM Sabres.
Oh, man. That happened in our last game, too.
Yeah.
A little confusion on players coming out. So the third power play of the evening for the Fusion right here.
They must just be coming out early because there's only two lines. So I don't know. You know, there can't be too much confusion. So they must just be hopping a little too early.
Just a little anxious.
Yes.
Well, if you'd like to be a part of our WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, you can apply today for an immediate part-time paid position with flexible hours. You can contact yours truly, Greg Stewart, our sports director for WOGO, gstewart@wwib.com, or call me at 715-723-1037, gstewart@wwib.com. Would love to have you part of our WOGO sports team, audio and video. This one is gunned all the way down by the Sabres. Dragging some time off the clock here. 1:40 left to go in the power play. Almost two straight power plays for the Fusion. Now they work it inside the zone. Right wing corner trying to set up their man advantage. And it is intercepted and cleared by CFM. 1:20 left to go in the power play. 10.5 on the game clock here in the second. Still a one-zip lead for the Fusion. Tic-tac-toe ahead for Holgren, and she's tripped up, and we're going to have a 5-on-3 advantage right now for the Fusion. Holgren, as she came in, sliced into the zone and got tripped up by CFM.
You know, Riley did that right, though. She stepped up to stop the rush. I don't know. What are you going to do?
Yep. Riley Biskin. And now 5-on-3 here, Connie.
Yes, for 1:08. Yep. This is going to be a tough one for the Sabres to kill. They're going to this is a make it or break it moment.
Up to number
Sabres.
30 right here, huh? Aubrey Dowd.
Yeah, and the few players in front of her.
Stood on her head so far here tonight after giving up that early goal and the drop and the Fusion control with the two-man advantage here. A minute, just a little over a minute on 5-on-3 here. They work it out of the corner, try to be very patient. Now it comes in the high slot for Adams, and that one fought off. And the net did get backed into here, so they finally whistle it. We'll stop play right there. 43 seconds to go in the 5-on-3 as we go under 10 minutes to play here in the second. And the faceoff is going to be glove side for Dowd. And there's a drop. Lily Middle, who's got the goal for them, took the draw and wins it for the Fusion. Now they've got it in front of the net. This one kicked off Adams' skate and ricocheted back to her own zone, and she'll retreat and hit the reset button right here. Nice breakup right there for Addie Biskin. Biskin just trying to nail it up against the yellow stripe here. 16 seconds to go on the 5-on-3, and she tried, almost got it muscled out of the zone.
Interference on Fusion.
Yeah, it looked to me. And this one comes back to the point. Top of the circles, and a one-timer by Adams.
Great save by Dowd.
Gloved right there by Aubrey Dowd.
Love it.
Good effort there by Addie Biskin, too, just to take, probably took 15 seconds or more off the clock here, just fighting for that puck.
She recognized she was on her backhand. She wasn't going to ice it on the backhand like that. So.
7 seconds to go in the 5-on-3. Back to action here inside the D zone for the Fusion. And I should say for the Sabres. And Sabres back to full strength as it's jammed off the boards and back up and out. So we still, sorry, not full strength. We are 5-on-4 instead of 5-on-3.
Huge already, though, that they were able to kill off that 5-on-3 so far. And now the Sabres are taking control of the puck.
Here is Lindstrom. Lindstrom had it to the blue line. They're not going to call an offsides, but we got a penalty here. And Avery Lindstrom ran headlong into the boards on the far side. Looks like she's holding
Lower back. She'll be fine, but
she is sure tough, but she took a hit down there. We're going to have a penalty on the Fusion right here.
Yeah,
for
just
a total
takedown. I mean, Avery didn't have the puck anymore, and they still took her out.
So it's going to be 4-on-4 here for 24 seconds. And then the Sabres will have a power play. Addie Biskin trying to win this offensive zone draw here. The drop of the puck. It comes back to the point. Reaching down a sloop. That one went wide and rolls into the left wing corner. 14 seconds left to go. Sabres trying to keep the puck inside the zone here when they can add the extra attacker. And we're down to 5 seconds to go on the 4-on-4. Addie Biskin's got it. Biskin rolls away from the pressure of Lily Middle. Now it's picked off, and the Sabres have the power play as Ralston will drop this one left wing corner. And now the Fusion are on the defensive. They're on the kill. Here comes Lindstrom. Lindstrom passed one player, passed another. The puck floats in on Gustafson. And the sophomore will drop the leather on that one and hang on for the draw. 8:01 here in the second period.
Beautiful rush again by Avery Lindstrom. Yeah. Just speed out of
She's
her
got
own
some
zone.
Wheels.
Yes. Just left the Fusion players behind.
Face off on the glove side of Gustafson. Right wing wheel. This one's going to come back to Sloop. She'll feather that one off the wall. Just a little misfire right there. Trying to bring that one down to Lindy, but that one just took a funny hop, funny carom off the boards. And the Sabres have to go back to their own zone and set it up again. Here is Annie Biskin. Cross the line. Give and go there was Zhu. Biskin's got it right now. Rolls through some traffic. Zhu stick handling. Juked her way down just off the paint. And it's intercepted and sent on Dowd. She'll hand it off to Sloop. 37 seconds left to go in the power play. The first of the night for the Sabres. Here's a one-timer by Zhu through several sets of legs. Save made, sticked into the corner. And Addie Biskin took a feed, left wing circle, turned and fired one, but didn't get a whole lot on it. And it's dumped again by the Fusion. Down to 16 seconds to go on the abbreviated power play for the Sabres. 6:55 left to go in the second period. Lindstrom dances across the line, launches one in, snagged out of the air by Gustafson, and she'll hang on to that. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. My wife was in for a cleaning there today, and they did a wonderful job at Wynn Family Dentistry. So hats off to Dr. Wynn and McLaughlin. Terrific, terrific group down there. 6:45 left to go, and the Fusion back to full strength. So Fusion 0-for-3 in the power play tonight, and the Sabres 0-for-1. Shots 20-15 in favor of the visiting team here. Still inside the zone. Tessa Lysis comes over and feathers that one a little deeper in the zone. Peeled off the wall. Lysis got it right now. Wrap around. Try! And Gustafson slid over to her left and made the save. Nice back check right there by Pischer to keep it pinned inside the zone. Here is Taylor Geisler turned and fired one in. Lysis got it. Hands off to Pischer. Now it's on the near wing wall with 6:02 left to go. And now it's going to pop back out for Riley Biskin. Turns and tosses one in off the glass. It's going to come around from left to right. And it'll be brought out by Volgren. Chased out in the Sabres zone by Lindstrom. She'll race in behind her goaltender. Open up some ice. Go off on the near side. And this one laid back out to neutral. Lysis is going to come off on the change. CFM starts to make some change here. Oh, a pass for Volgren. Breakaway chance. Volgren moves in and did down save it.
The net came off, so I think it's no goal. Doesn't matter where that puck ended up. The net came off.
Dowd backed up and
no goal.
Volgren was going five hole, and I wasn't sure if it got behind Aubrey or not.
It did, but the net came off first.
Okay.
I like soft ice tonight.
Yeah. Well, Matt Cranston can't be too happy about that.
No, you know, I heard of it.
A couple of times where Dowd has kind of backed into her own cage. And that one wipes a goal off the board here for the Fusion. Great for CFM. And in the low slot, a battle for it. Lindstrom will kick it to the far wall, and it comes back out. So Fusion have to touch up here. And it's loose out at neutral for Zhu. Hands off to her fellow freshman. Here is Lindstrom. Lindstrom with some wheels moves in and lays one off a backhand.
I think she was
right
trying
post.
To pass to Olivia Hare.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think she was just trying to feather that over to her and just missed the target.
5 minutes exactly left to go. The puck frozen in the Fusion zone, so we'll have the faceoff right there. Step into American Marine's Boat Show, and you can find a dream boat plus 15% off parts and accessories. Don't miss the boat show February 6th. To the 16th, so it's going on this month at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Shots now 21-19 and in favor of the Fusion as
delayed
CFM
call.
Backs up. Well, it's offsides, delayed call here. And here is, or do we have a penalty call? I guess it is a penalty call. I thought it was a delayed offsides, but we're going to have a penalty right here.
Number two tripping? No, 21. It, 12. I don't know.
Okay.
So many numbers are being.
We know it's got a 2 in it for sure.
A 2 or a
and
1 or a 1
be
or
on,
2.
Morgan Kibble. So another power play chance here, second of the night for CFM. Be a great time to tie this one up. 4.5 left to go here. Man advantage, special teams for CFM here. Sloop turns and ricochets a shot in. Kicked off the goaltender stick and Riley Biskin now. Biskin hands off to her left, takes a return pass, loads one up. It came off the inboards, almost popped out in front. Squeezed on the boards by Addie Biskin. Lindstrom down there as well, trying to hold the zone, but it's going to be cleared by the Fusion. CFM, by the way, on the power play at 16.4%, the Fusion at 88.1% on the kill. And here is Addie Biskin. Biskin trying to get out of the shadow of Ralston. Works it off to her left for Sloop. Allison Zhu cleaning it up, and Zhu is into the zone. Zhu moves in, beats one player, now leaves one out in front. Glove down by Adams, but she can't clear. Sloop's got it. Here is Riley Biskin. Biskin trying to load a shot up, but that's intercepted and cleared by the Fusion. And we're down under a minute to go in the power play. 3:25 left to the game clock, and that pass read by middle, but here is CFM on the attack. Shot there went wide from Lindstrom. Caught up in the left wing corner, and Addie Biskin's got it. Drops it back for Zhu, and the give and go to Lindstrom as she was cutting to the hole. Couldn't get it up on her blade. It kicked off her skate and slowly ricocheted in on Gustafson, and she'll hang out of that one with a half a minute to go in the power play. First time of the night, we lead in shots 22-21.
That's a huge second period. I mean, we were down, I think, 2-1 ratio
there.
Yeah,
3:05 left to go, 28 seconds on the power play, and CFM controls off the drop. They've got it on the right wheel.
Oh,
Addie Biskin with a chance on the shot by Lindstrom, and she, I don't know how Gustafson got that one. Here's a shot on net and scooped out And they're really laying some rubber here, peppering the goaltender right now with 6 seconds left to go. And it's going to come back out. Sloop trying to chase it down. Ralston gets there first. Eleanor Ralston moves in. And our goaltender, here's a shot taken by Volgren on the big rebound left out there. And Dowd has played out of her mind here tonight after that first goal. 2:24 left to go. Out of neutral ice, tipped off the stick of Riley Biskin. Sloop nearly out of gas. As Morgan Kibble hit quickly into the zone. Here's a one-timer. And that one from Harmon. And somehow Dowd got that one off into the corner. And Aubrey flags this one down out of the air. Is going to hang on to it. Take a well-deserved breather right here.
Absolutely. That power play unit's been out there a little over 2 minutes. They're gassed completely. You can see it in Riley Biskin. You know, just unable to get back and make the play there. But Aubrey came up huge. Oof.
Unbelievable. 2:05 left to go here in the second period. And still this game within reach of 1-0 Fusion lead. Two teams that are very similar with good scoring, solid defense, good goaltending. And this one is Karamine out of the zone and out to neutral ice. Evelyn Pischer got some lumber on it. Now they move it on the near side for her. Her hair, rather, and she came across the line and then got tripped up here in an icing call against the Fusion with a minute 37 left to go in the period.
Get our lines back together here for the CFM Sabres.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. A 1-0 lead for the Fusion. The face-off in the Fusion zone, and they get it just outside the line. Sliding over as Taylor Geisler just couldn't hold that blue line. And here's the Fusion right now.
Great interception, though, on that stretch pass.
Here's Riley Biskin. Hands it off for Geisler. They work the wall on the far side. Geisler stepping up. That one came up against her teammate, Tessa Lysis. And Maddie Biskin tried to hold the zone. We got a one-on-one with Volgren. Jane Volgren tried to hit the high slot and work her way down. And the puck deflects into the right wing corner as we go under a minute to play. And here is Ralston wheeling and dealing. Her shot knocked down and cleared out to the center circle by the Sabres with 45 seconds left to go. It rolls into the right wing corner. Sabres D zone. Breakout pass is intercepted. Comes back to the point for Holdorf. She will angle this one left wing corner for Volgren along the end boards and still loose inside the zone and cut off by the Sabres and roll back into the defensive zone. Out to neutral ice. Oh, the Sabres caught on the line change. And here's a chance. Down with a couple of say, oh my gosh, how in the world did Aubrey Dowd stop both those? The Sabres caught on a bad defensive change, but Aubrey Dowd saved their bacon as we hit it down to the end of the period. And number 30 is playing out of her gourd here tonight.
Yeah, she is. Wow, that was an amazing, amazing job by a goaltender. 2-on-0. Makes two saves, amazing saves, no defense in sight, and then the third save goes to the crossbar. Thank you.
Wow. Well, I think we know who our player of the game is so far here tonight. Aubrey Dowd has been just magnificent.
Yeah, you know, the CFM Sabres, our defense kind of took a little bit, a few minutes off there, you know, end of the period, at the end of that power play opportunity. They just stopped having that intensity, kind of standing straight up, not covering the people out front, getting confused in what they're supposed to do. I think it all led to that happening.
Yeah. Oh, man. I haven't seen that for a while where the defense just went to the bench and, you know, like,
left two people out there. I actually thought they were offsides, the Fusion going in, but the ref was, you know, didn't see it that way.
I mean, it was nobody between them and our goaltender there.
No, and they didn't even make a pass. So, you know, I have to say thank you for that because that would make it so much harder.
Wow. Yeah, they did. And Aubrey left a rebound out there, but she scooped that one up too. I mean, she cut that one off and
Yes.
Knocked to the side. So, yeah, wow.
Good job,
That's
Dowd.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
So.
She's definitely settled into her starting role this year.
Yeah,
you know, the last two years she was the quote-unquote backup goalie.
Yep.
And, yeah, she just really showing her natural talent and ability that we've all known she's had.
Yeah, and she's a junior, so she'll be coming back for next year's team.
Yes, yep.
More experienced than ever.
Absolutely.
And
she's
coming to do her own.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, shots 26-24. They've been going back and forth here. The Fusion lead in that department. They have a 1-0 lead, so this one can get turned around in a hurry if Sabres come out here flying in the third period. So we've gone through two. It is St. Croix Fusion 1 and the CFM Sabres nothing. This is Sabres hockey. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Cards TV, and our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. And we'll be back.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
Two in the books here. It is the Fusion of St. Croix leading CFM Sabres 1-0 on a goal that was scored at 1:33 of the first. Lily Middle with the tally and the assist going to Alexis Ralston and Oakley Holdorf. And that stood up through a couple of periods here. And thanks to Aubrey Dowd, who stood on her head at the end of the period. In fact, a good share of that second period, the junior goaltender played fantastic. And that's why it's 1-0 here instead of maybe 3-0 or 4-0.
On the opposite end of the ice, you know, the goaltender, Caitlin Gustafsson,
Gustafsson,
yeah, she has been unbelievable
yeah,
as well.
She's been good.
I mean, we had some backdoor opportunities that she was able to get over there with her leg pad. You know, just some great saves. It's a game of goaltenders tonight.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. And that's what you want here at the end of the year. You want your goaltender playing well. That can sure help a team roll through the postseason. We'll be here a week from tonight for Chi-High postseason hockey against Eau Claire North. What if those teams have met before? I think they have, haven't they, a few times?
Yeah, that's a ring,
over 100 times.
Right. This will be the 107th, I think.
Yeah, I think we're coming up on 108.
108, wow.
Times the two teams have met.
That's
and beat for the third time this season in the postseason. So we'll have it for you a week from tonight, 6:40, Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And I hear Chi-High's up on Menominee right now. Was it 3-1?
3-1, end of the second.
Okay.
So, yeah. We'll see what
it'd be nice if they could come home with a victory there.
Yes, it would. Absolutely.
They got one more regular season game that's on the road at New Richmond.
That's going to be a tough
one. That won't be easy, but tonight's one you want to win. You got a team in Menominee that you should technically be able to beat, and those are the games you got to win if you're Matt Luckowitz's team.
Absolutely. You know, those are the games you have to win to build the momentum. You know, I think we had a game earlier this year that we didn't capitalize on that they should have won. You know, they've had a couple other games like that, and, you know, the team has been inconsistent, I would say.
Very much so. And the team struggles to score goals. And so they've, you know, an eruption for them, offensive eruptions, like 3 or 4 goals in a game. That's a huge offensive game for them.
Yeah, I think their goals for is not very robust by any means, but, you know, it's definitely... They're going to lose their leading goal scorers next year. So,
they've had some attrition here with the team last year that made it to state and probably should have won state last year. They lose all those players, and now they'll have to graduate some goal scorers again here.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that's Tuesday night, and then we're back here a week from Thursday for the Sabres against the BRF team, Black River Falls here, second meeting of the season between those two teams, and Sabres trying to avenge an earlier loss, and that's their first round playoff a week from Thursday.
Yes, yep.
6:40 pregame show. Connie and I will be here for that one. So a couple of more home games here before the teams have to hit the road and take it as far as they can. All right, we're setting you up for the third period. It is 1-0 Fusion over the hometown Sabres after two. And shots 26-24 in favor of the visiting Fusion as well. We'll take another break and just a few minutes away from puck drop to get that third and decisive period coming your way on WOGO Radio, the Sabres Hockey on WOGO, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. We will return.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here comes Riley Biskin, the defenseman, not afraid to turn it to offense. And oh, what a shot by number 8. She got one over the right shoulder of Andert, and we're all tied at 1.
What a laser of a shot. That was beautiful.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Greg and Connie up here at the booth. Chippewa Ice Arena tonight. And you're ready for playoffs beginning next week. We'll have Chi-I Boys and CFM Sabres hockey for you. Postseason hockey here on Tuesday and Thursday. 1-0 our score after two periods. Fusion leads this one. Goal scored at 1:33. Just a little over a minute and a half into the game. And that's been it so far. We not like we haven't had shots on net, that's for sure. We've had some great ones, and both goaltenders really stood up very well here tonight.
Absolutely. Now, CFM's putting some really great pressure on the Fusion until the last, you know, minute of that period, yep. I think. And, yeah, Aubrey Dowd kept us in this game, 1-0.
It'll be fun to follow her in the third period to watch these two teams. And here comes the Fusion on the ice and to the bench. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team will treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now at michellemua.com. It's M-O-U-A, michellemua.com. Aubrey Dowd cutting up the paint on the south end of the barn here. And Caitlin Gustafson, who's played very well tonight for Matt Cranston's Fusion, will be at the north end of the building. We're about ready to go. Water drying up on the ice here very nice tonight. And a little discussion with the officials, and I think that's Zhu down there. Allison Zhu.
Doesn't surprise me a bit. She'll strike up a conversation with anybody.
Anybody, huh?
Yep, she's not a shy bone.
Yeah. She'll be flanked by Lindstrom and Olivia Hare on this forward line for the Sabres. Five-on-five hockey. The Fusion have three power play chances and CFM with two, and here is Lindstrom trying to get the game equalizer. That one floated wide, and they tried to stretch it out for the D, and that one went through both defensemen and all the way back into the CFM zone for Ellie Ash. She'll back one in around the boards, looking for some off-wing help here. Half a minute into the game, this one left out in front and pounced on by Dowd. They had Alexis Ralston, who's been all over the ice down there, along with Chloe Ralston. And Chloe was down low in the zone and kind of tipped that one aside or tipped it toward the net. And Dowd will hang on to the rock for the faceoff in her own zone. Off to her right. Clean win for the Fusion. Volgren loaded one up. That one kicked off a player. Here comes Addie Biskin. Biskin trying to beat the D. Got one on net. She was a little bit deep in the zone, but got some rubber on Gustafson. And that one ricocheted into the left wing corner and still in tight inside the Fusion zone. Going to be brought out now by St. Croix. And here is Volgren. He's been all over the ice tonight. Number four has got it on the far board. Skates in through the circle. Watches one on net. Dowd fought that one off and stretched it into the left wing corner. And Pischer's got it now. She's bodied up a little bit on the wall. Peeling it off the fence was Addie Biskin. That one went right back to the D in a one-timer on net off the glove of Dowd. And back to the near point and redirected it. Dowd found that one too and angled it in the left wing corner. Fusion had a player down low. That was Volgren. Ralston down low. And CFM can't clear the zone. Kept on the far point and feathered back in by Middle, who's got the only goal here tonight. And finally pops out. And here comes Addie Biskin. One on five. Biskin with a shot on net and ripped out of the air by Gustafson. And Addie is going to sit for a well-deserved rest here with 14:57 left to go, third period.
Big save by Dowd. Yeah, that redirection. Huge blocker. Big blocker save.
I tell you what, if we come back and win this game,
it's
that's
Aubrey.
All in yes. Aubrey Dowd.
Keeping the team in.
14:57 offensive zone faceoff for the Sabres. And here they come. Oh, it is Jones. Rotated around.
That was in the net.
Didn't go in.
It was in the back of the net. It was.
Allison Jules. Pump one toward the cage, and let's see if they call it a goal.
I don't think they are. It was in the back of the net.
A little hard for us to see through a lot of television cameras here, but it looks as if they're going to wash it out.
Well, I guess you know what? Karma. We got one earlier tonight.
Yeah.
Can't really.
So we're even up.
Yes.
Here is Eleanor Adams. Adams cuts across the line. Lays a wrist shot on Dowd. That time she had plenty of room to see it come in. And she'll just push that one up against the logo on her jersey and hang on to it here. Wow, it has been back and forth offensive action, but both goaltenders have played terrific here. 14:36 left to go in regulation. Back to the point. One-timer on net. Dowd spit out a big rebound. And it's going to be hauled in by Kendra Harmon for the Fusion, but taken away by the Sabres. And they work it up on the near wall into the right wing corner on the offensive zone. Now it comes back to the point. Olivia Hare's got it. Here comes the Fusion. Lindstrom down low, and Lindy is going to pick it up behind the goaltender. Gustafson goes back to the point. One-timer on net. Ripped out of the air off the shot by Sloop. And that'll draw the whistle here for the faceoff in the Fusion zone. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality, longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Sabres looking for the equalizer here. The puck deflects in behind Gustafson and hauled in there by Joux. They work it back to the point. Addie Biskin's got it. Biskin had a Fusion player on her shoulder, and this one pops back out and across the line. Stepping up is Riley Biskin. CFM gets on sides, left wing corner. They stretch Volgren down the ice, looking for that long stretch pass. And here comes
offsides.
Middleton. Yeah, it looked like an offsides to me, but they're not going to whistle this one. Still going in action. Into the right wing corner is Middle. Middle can't catch up to it. And here is Addie Biskin on the breakout. Receives a pass from Pischer, got to the blue line, had it swept off her stick, hammered off the boards by Ralston, just into the CFM zone. Sloop off the bench now with a fresh set of legs, and Sloop is across the line, carries this one left wing corner, now tries to hunt down the rock. It's on the circle left wing side, And Lindstrom tried to dangle into the zone and lost the rock, and it's thrown back in by Sloop. 12:35 left to go, third period. Sabres trailing by a goal. And they've got it inside the zone. Now it comes back out. Tessa Lysa stepped up, but an offsides call here on the Sabres. 12:22 left, third period. And a 1-0 Fusion lead. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and gives you great advice that you can trust. See everything that Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Angled off the boards, a pass ahead from Sloop, hauled in by the Fusion, but a pickoff there by Pischer. A one-time shot, wrist shot, went wide.
I think
we got somebody's lumber down there for sure. There's $150 or whatever they cost sitting on the ice. $350. Oh, my goodness. That's inflation for you. Here comes the Fusion breaking out as Kibble across the line, and she'll sling this one into the left-wing corner for Sloop. Fusion in the midst of a change here. That allows Sloop to carry it out. And it's at neutral ice and taken by Volgren for the Fusion. Now here they come. Pass out of the tape of Lily Middle. Middle turns and guns one. That went wide. Ricocheted off the window behind Dowd. 11:20 left to go. Time ticking down here. A 1-0 Fusion lead. And the puck pinned up along the dasher of the far side. Now it's going to come back to the point. One-time shot. Drifts off into the left-wing corner. Still inside the CFMD zone. Centering pass cut off right there by Sloop. She'll backhand one ahead. And this one is going to go in deep in the Fusion zone. Icing's going to be waved off. They thought the Fusion player could have touched it. And there's a stick sitting down there that could disrupt the breakout here for the Fusion. Off the boards. Still inside the zone. Back check. Nice job right there by Lindstrom. And it got over the outstretched hand of Riley Biskin. And it's going to come all the way back down. And there's an icing call against the Fusion. 10:37 remaining, third period. And a one-zip lead for St. Croix here. And
there's that broken.
There's Lee Darrow taking the stick and bringing it to the bench. Well, I'm glad my kids don't play hockey anymore at those prices.
It's painful.
Oof,
They're not going to last.
Yeah, I know. Not built to last. Here is Lindstrom. Took a feed out of the corner, and it went wide. Traffic in front of Gustafson. That was Tessa Lice's center grill. And this one is going to float into the left-wing corner, peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll hand it back for Riley Biskin and win it! A shot by Biston. It might have been deflected out in front, but number 8's going to get a point, no doubt about it. We're tied at one apiece here.
Excellent shot. Upper right-hand corner for the goaltender. Blocker side, just perfect. Great assist by Avery Lindstrom to get it out from all that traffic right in front of the net. Tied at one. CFM Sabres got a game now.
Wow, what a goal. On that one, 6:43 here in the third period. And the Sabres have tied this one up. Geisler is going to get the goal. And Allison Zhu will get an assist. And Lysis will get an assist. I thought Riley Bitt did.
I don't think Taylor Geisler was on the ice.
I don't think so either.
So I think it...
I'm confused.
Yeah, it was feeling
I
from
thought
Avery
Riley
to,
Biskin.
Yeah, Riley
took
from
that
Avery.
Shot. I mean, you can't miss her out there. She's
no,
so tall.
So tall.
And they may be making a change on this one.
Sounds like they gave incorrect numbers.
I think so. So we're going to do the radio thing and give it to give a point at least to Riley Biskin. Okay, here comes Addie right now, and they got some hop in their step with the goal right here. Addie Biskin cuts underneath the goaltender. This one goes off into the
right
wing
corner.
Someone's
got a penalty, I think.
And
it is
touched
a Fusion.
Up, and it's going to be on the Fusion. So coming up, the third power play of the night. Momentum has slid over into the CFM bench here. And they'll have a power play after tying the game up. And it's going to be on Oakley Holdor for a hooking call here. And now power plays are evened up at three apiece.
The momentum right now is in Sabres' court. Yeah. Hopefully they utilize it and capitalize on it. They have a great power play unit out.
9:22 left to go. Sabres on the man advantage at 16.4%. And this one is gunned off the glass by the Fusion. And Riley Biskin's going to go back and get it. 9:10 on the game clock. Two-minute minor on Holdorf. And here we go. Here is Lindstrom. Lindstrom flies off to her left and takes a wrist shot, hit wide. Into the corner is Addie Biskin as they set up their power play. Here is Sloop. Fusion into the box here as the puck slides off to the right wing corner for Addie Biskin. She hands off to Zhu. Centering pass right there. And they couldn't get it to Lindstrom, who's on the back side. Cut off by the Fusion defense here. And Sloop has got it now. Glides along the blue line.
Oh.
Gets into the zone. Sloop dangled. Top of the circle. And
shoot.
Now it's loose. And cut off by Alexis Ralston. Somebody's got to pick it up, and here comes Lindstrom. She's going to take it herself. Lindy through traffic, takes a shot. That one kicked off Eleanor Adams and ricocheted to the far board. It's going to come to Sloop, and Riley Biskin loads one up. That one didn't make it to the goaltender. Comes into the right wing corner, and it's going to come back out to Sloop. Now they work it down low, high-low, and this one goes to Addie Biskin, right wing corner. We're down to 25 seconds to go on the power play. Riley Biskin takes the feed, takes a shot, and it is hauled in by Gustafson, and she'll hang on for the faceoff in her own zone. 23 seconds to go on the power play. 7:44 on the game clock, and we're tied at one apiece. Addie Biskin's going to come off.
For the end of that power play to get their lines together. So they'll make a quick shift change after the end of the
power play. Back on the ice here. Sloop takes a feed, a high slot. That one came off the skate of Ralston and deflects into the left wing corner. And here is Zhu. Well, backpedal and hand off now to Lindstrom. And her shot smothers it came in by Gustafson with just 8 seconds to go on the power play. But we're spending a lot of time, Connie, in their zone here.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a good power play opportunity, getting a lot of shots on net.
Face off, right side. If your goaltender Gustafson, back to Riley Biskin. Her shot ricocheted off a player. And the Fusion back to full strength as they get Lily Middle back on the ice. And here comes the Fusion, the breakout. That was cut off, and here comes Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom moves in, takes her time, shoots through traffic, and it just got a piece of a Fusion player to deflect. Shots 33-32 in favor of the Fusion. We're tied up at one apiece, and here is Lindstrom, who can do it by herself. Lindy comes in, weaves her way through one player, through another, cuts
She's
into the right-wing corner, and it comes back out to center ice. 6:45 left to go. Lice is trying to cut off the breakout pass, but it's going to be taken by Lily Middle, who's got their lone goal. Shot on net, thumped aside by Aubrey Dowd. And here comes the Sabres. Addie Biskin out of her own zone on the near wall with 6 1/4 left to go here, third period. Puck deflects into the right wing corner. Taken there by Lindis for the Fusion, trying to break out. And they did get across the line. And we got a one-on-one. Volgren comes in against Riley Biskin. And we may have a penalty coming up here. Did the net get moved off its moorings again? I think maybe the net did come off here. Huh?
I'm not sure. I think Aubrey Dowd's pleading her case like, she slashed me after the whistle on my glove. I mean, goalies do get hurt that way. CFM can't afford that.
So, face-off in the Sabres zone. 6:08 left to go here. A tight one, one apiece. The Fusion scored one early in the game, about a minute and a half in. And now the Sabres have answered in the third period. That's where we stand. The Fusion will kick this one into the right wing corner. They get a player out there. That was Lindis flying down the slot unopposed. And her backhand shot went wide with 5:42 left to go. And the Sabres backed up in their own zone. This one slides to the post, far post. And Dowd's going to put the mitt on that one with 5:38 left to go and just take the draw in her own zone. Fusion a little deeper team than the Sabres here, so they can roll three lines, and the Sabres basically a two-line team here. And the Sabres trying to work it out of their own zone. Shot flagged down on the glove side, and let's see who's going to come out with it. Olivia Hare's got it. Hare tried to ride it out of the zone, and the Sabres struggling to get it across their own blue line. Finally do, and Allison Joux turns and fires one cross ice for Lindstrom. Lindstrom will hop over one defensive player. Lindstrom now left to right underneath the goaltender. Lindstrom's going to carry it high in the zone herself and then cycle it down low again. And a battle along the near boards in the offensive zone. This one's going to come back to Sloop. Winds and pulls the trigger on a shot and went over the crossbar. As Volgren gets him back in the Sabres defense. I thought Volgren was going to spring ahead with a play. And this one is fired all the way down and icing on the Fusion as Volgren tried to chase it down, put the afterburners on, but couldn't quite catch up to it. With 4:41 left to go and an offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Sabres here. Well, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. A free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. There's a shot on net. Gustafson again with a big save. Both goaltenders coming up huge here tonight. 1-1 our score. And the face-off to the glove side of the sophomore goaltender for Matt Cranston. Again, the puck slides in on net. Gustafson's going to just hang on. We'll do it. Same face-off, Dot. Same players, Addie Biskin for the Sabres. And here we are. Fusion have it. Backhanded ahead by Peterson. Can't clear it. And Addie Biskin trying to get to it. This one cut off by the Fusion, and they'll fire it ahead down the ice, and there's another icing call against the visiting team. 4:15 left to go, third period. Well, if you'd like to be a part of our WOGO sports team, working in audio and video production for high school sports, you can apply today for an immediate part-time paid position with flexible hours. You can contact yours truly, Greg Stewart, our sports director for WOGO, G Stewart at WWIB.com, G-S-T-E-W-A-R-D at WWIB.com, or call 715-723-1037. This one got through the wickets of Riley Biskin, but they're going to call another icing against the Fusion. 4:01 on the game clock, and it's down to crunch time here.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, CFM, I don't know how, they must just have some secret to endurance training.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, because Avery and all of them, they just can go, go, go.
Yeah, I don't know what the formula is, but
Michaela's
I'd like to
got
have
it figured out, yeah.
Going on 70-year-old guy, I wouldn't mind having a little piece of that myself. This one is glanced off the boards of the break by the Fusion, and they went cross ice for Harmon just out of her reach, and it's going to deflect out of the corner with 3:38 left to go. Next goal could be the game winner. Here is Joux. Joux stops on the boards. And we got a clarification. It is number 8, Riley Biskin. Did Biskin get the goal? And now it's along the center stripe for Allison Joux. Tried to walk it into the zone. It came back out. Loose at center ice. Riley Biskin there reaches down. Tried to hit Lindstrom, and Lindstrom took that off the stick of Kibble, and it's deep in the Fusion zone. We got a penalty here against the Fusion.
Oh, good.
As Lindstrom was brought down deep in their Fusion zone. And so this will be a fourth power play of the night. And the Fusion will have, the Sabres will have it, a body check on Holdorf. And we got a timeout here for Michaela Hogan. And the Sabres, she'll take the TO with a power play coming up at 3:03 left to go third period. So we'll take it with her. Back in a minute. This is Sabres Hockey on Logo Cards TV and YouTube TV.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Power play coming up for the Sabres and an offensive shootout here. Shots 35-33 in favor of the Fusion. But that may change here coming up with the power play.
Yeah, absolutely. The CFM Sabres have been peppering the goaltender on their man advantage opportunities. It'll be great to see what they can do tonight.
Lindstrom right trying to win this offensive zone draw, and she does. They get it to the wall. And now try to set up their offense. This one goes in. Riley Biscuit, who just was credited with the goal. We thought she got the goal before, and it was given to Geisler. Now it's back to Biscuit, and she's got the goal. Here is Sloop with a one-timer. And that one, I don't think hit it, got it to the goaltender, Gustafson. And Lindstrom tried to keep the puck pinned in, and now this one comes over to Biscuit. Hands off to Sloop, and that shot right into the numbers. Gustafson. And here is Volgren's going to carry it out.
No.
Volgren cut through the D. Volgren moves in and scores.
Five
hole. Shorthanded goal through the five hole for number four. And an unfortunate series of events for the Sabres. And a 2-1 lead, an unassisted goal for Volgren at with 2:23 left to go third period. Wow, she just split the D. And
she really did, yeah. She just walked right through both our, you know, our upperclassmen defensemen, and Aubrey's come up huge, but she got that five hole.
All right, so now we'll watch down. We're down to 2:17 left to go, and we'll see when Michaela Hogan pulls her here. But what a flip of events here, huh? We had the power play.
I mean, I imagine they're going to pull the goalie any second with the man advantage right now. I mean, it would make the most sense.
Yep. And we still have the man advantage. It's a shorty here.
Here we go.
And a chance right there for the Sabres, but they can't finish. Comes back to the near point. Down still
in net.
Still in net
Not
right now.
Not even looking at the bench.
And here is Zhu. Now the Sabres need one to tie it up. Allison, Addie Biskin in the corner. Tried to cycle that one around. And Eleanor Adams on the half boards. Here is Lindstrom. 30 seconds to go on the power play. Lindy is pulled down, and
they're going to call it.
Yeah, they're going to call it. Here's
let him touch it.
Let him touch it. Adams finally touches up here. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think they saw the delayed call there. And Adams is going to go for a trip call, I think, right here. So that's going to give the Sabres a 5-on-3. And now, if you're Michaela Hogan with a minute 22, do you pull your goaltender and add the extra attacker?
You know, I see her point that if you pull the goalie right now, they have a fast team, they can ice the puck, win that race to the back, and it's your do or die right now. But, with, you know, we'll see what she's
clean
smart
win,
lady.
5-on-3. for 16
right
seconds. Here is Sloop, who reaches down at the hash marks. Here is Biskin. She'll skate in. Avery Lindstrom tries to sweep it in. Still the 5-on-3 for a few more seconds here. And now we're at 5-on-4. Here is Sloop. Moves in. Fires a shot. Blocked out in front. And Middle waiting for a pass out of her own zone. Still a power play here with 50 seconds left to go. And now Dowd will head to the bench, I would think, any second. As it's fired down the ice. And, of course, icing. No icing here with the power play. 38 seconds to go. And Sloop will pick it up behind her own goal line.
She's got to get moving.
Dowd, I would think, will head to the bench. And here is Sloop, and now comes Dowd off the ice. So an extra attacker added for CFM. It's in the right wing corner. Net is empty. And this one's going to come out and hauled in by Hare with the empty net. She'll turn and fire it ahead with 15 seconds left to go. Here is Lindstrom looking for the game tire. Lindy comes in, fires, and snagged out of the air by Gustafson with 8 seconds left to go. This is going to be an offensive zone face-off here. And we've already used our timeout, so you just kind of waste your time a little bit and give yourself an extra breath here. But 8 seconds is enough to score. We have the man advantage here.
Absolutely. You've got to win this face-off.
Crash the net.
Got to
run
a set play here. Didn't win the face-off, though.
Nope, we didn't.
Oh,
and
there it is.
Cleared all the way down. That'll do it. Time runs out. And the Fusion with a measure of revenge here.
What a CFM battle, though, for CFM. You know, Aubrey
Dowd. Look at the shots up there, Connie.
Player of the game. 36 shots on net for both goalies.
36. What a great game, yeah.
Aubrey's got to keep her head high. She did great. All the CFM players that were on the ice did a great job.
Little defensive letdown there by some veteran defensemen in the third period. And the Sabres, when they looked like they had it in hand, I mean, they had the power play. They were coming fresh off after the timeout. And, oh, heartbreaking loss for the Sabres. But, you know, if we win this one, then we've swept the regular season, Connie, and then we have to go to their place and maybe play them again. So maybe,
you know what?
Maybe it'll work out okay.
That I agree. It might work out all right in the end. As it's hard to beat the same team 3 times in a season.
Yes, that is for sure. And what a game. A couple of evenly matched teams and a great, great game.
You know, it just hats off to CFM Sabres and Michaela Hogan, first-year coach. You come in with a new team, new look. You've lost some great seniors with Paige Dimetz and others. And
and
here you are, contending against these teams that are top in the state. You know, one goal game against Superior, one goal game here against one of the top teams in the state. It's got a lot of success that they're building off of.
Yeah, it was a very entertaining game.
Absolutely.
I got a tip of hat to both goaltenders, and I know Aubrey Dowd would love to have that last play back, but man, she was out of her mind here tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, how many breakaways does a goalie need to stop in one game?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the third, I think. So that's a concern defensively
when you have
that many breakaways or 2-on-0s. That shouldn't happen.
No, it shouldn't.
No,
especially with veteran defensemen like that.
Exactly. So you can't look at the goaltender, you know, which I know no one was, but it's just like hopefully Aubrey is not beating herself up about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you go into the postseason, you want a goaltender who's playing hot, and we have a hot goaltender.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Just phenomenal job.
Our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. Post Glass Mirror, commercial home auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, what a game here tonight for Michaela Hogan's Sabres. And, boy, Coach, welcome to the booth. I thought we had it. We had the power play. You called the TO. Players were rested out there, and it turned on us right there, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, we got the look off the timeout that we wanted. We got a nice shot from the point with a screen and a rebound. Puck laid there. We didn't bury it, and it went the other way pretty quickly on us.
Yeah, I mean, Aubrey was amazing all game. You know, I think that was her third breakaway or 2-on-0 opportunity, and You can't say anything negative about her play at all.
Yeah, she made some unbelievable saves.
Yes.
It was nice to see her recover. I think the first one was weak. I told her I think her angles were off. She shored them up a little bit, and she recovered, which honestly has been a huge story for her this year. Coming into the year, it was a lot about the mental side of things and can you recover when something goes wrong. And I think she really picked that up, and she's grown a lot in that aspect throughout the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know what you guys do for endurance, but your team just never had quit. They kept going. They're out there for two-minute power play plus a little bit of a shift, you know, and they're going all out against this, you know, top-ranked team in the state, and they're controlling the puck in the offensive zone. I don't know what you're doing, but you definitely have a magic formula. So congrats to that. I mean, you can't take away some positives tonight.
We work hard, and we work out at practice, and drills are designed to get you tired, and we skate at the end and really buy into the philosophy that skating isn't a punishment. It's you need it to play hockey games when you have a short bench, and in the beginning of the year, there were more grumbles about it, but now they've seen the results, so you know, it's a lot easier to do that kind of stuff, too, when you're having a more positive season.
Well, you have a big game coming up, you know, the first playoff game, first year coaching, you know, and coming off of this game, it obviously is not the outcome you wanted, but what are you going to pull from this game to build off into the next one?
I think it's just more of the we're right there, and how many times have we felt like this? I don't know how many one-goal games that is this season. Is that seven or so?
Against the top teams in the state, too. Hayward, Superior.
Wisconsin
Stars, Fusion.
Yeah. Yes. We've only been out of one game all year. That was the Storm, and after the first period, we weren't out of it anymore. So I think it's just more growing on the same thing of we're never down and out. You know, in the defensive zone, we like to scramble a little bit. That's probably our thing we have to clean up the most. But otherwise, I feel really good about what we've got going on.
Absolutely. Season's looking great so far. I mean, obviously the whole time, you know, great first year. Black River Falls on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll be there for that one. Your thoughts about BRF? You lost to them earlier this year. The rematch.
Yeah, they're stingy. They've been out shooting teams pretty handedly, 15 shots a game or so. I think they've got one of the lowest goals against in the state. They struggle putting the puck in the net, but it's going to be a tough game out here, I would anticipate. Much of what we saw tonight or the last couple games is that tight 2-1, 3-2. You know, I think if we play at the level we've been playing at recently, we should come out ahead of it.
Yeah, they have a couple players that can really skate the puck and create those opportunities if you give them time and space. So you have to take that away from them. Your defense will have to, you know, cut out any mistakes at all.
Yeah, their strongest players are their defensemen. So as long as you don't let their defensemen gain the second level, and we can almost catch them on a rush, you know, on one of their rushes and turn the tables on them, that's what kind of worked for us last time.
Well, it was a great radio game. Unfortunately, we were hoping that the score would be reversed here, but very entertaining game, and your team played well, and your goaltender was just out of her mind here.
Fun to watch play. Yep. In the 2-on-0, making the huge saves. Yep. Boys just there, doesn't. No panic.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So we'll see you in postseason, huh?
Sounds good. We'll
all
see
right.
you there.
Thank you, Michaela Hogan.
Thanks, guys.
Up here, thank you. Thanks for coming up on our post-Glass and Mirror post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, post-Glass and Mirror. We'll take another break. Back with our post-Glass Mirror post-game show. We'll wrap it up and have our Holly Movie Names You Know stats recap as well. A 2-1 loss for the Sabres here as we prepare you for the postseason. And we will be back on WOGO Radio, the Sabres Hockey, on WOGO and YouTube TV.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Well, Sabres absorb a loss here tonight, 2-1 to the Fusion. Shots evened up at 36-36, but the Fusion with a late third period goal to seal the deal here. And St. Croix goes to 15-9 overall, 6-2 in the BRC. And I think that would make a tie between Western Wisconsin that beat Eau Claire earlier tonight and St. Croix. So,
yep.
The Sabres could not play spoiler here tonight. CFM,
so close.
Yeah, so close. CFM goes to 12-11-0 overall, and they are 4-4 in the BRC here before the playoffs. Our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror. They're hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at Post Glass and Mirror. Time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The Fusion scored first, a minute 33 into the first period, a kind of a soft goal on Aubrey Dowd, who otherwise just played terrific between the pipes here tonight. It was scored by Lily Middle at 1:33. Assist going to Alexis Ralston and Oakley Holdorf. And that stood up until the third period. And then the Sabres squared up the scoreboard with a goal by Riley Biskin. Assist going to Allison Jew and Tessa Lysis. And it sounded like this. That was Tessa Lysis in her grill, and this one is going to float into the left-wing corner, peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll hand it back for
Riley Biskin and win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biskin. It might have been deflected out in front, but number eight's going to get a point, no doubt about it. We're tied at one apiece here.
Excellent shot. Upper right-hand corner for the goaltender. Blocker side, just perfect. Great assist by Avery Lindstrom to get it out from all that traffic right in front of the net. Tied at one. CFM Sabres
That was a new game at that point. But then Sabres had a chance on a power play and called their timeout and to rest. Mikaela Hogan called a timeout to rest her players. It looked like we had set up maybe for a thrilling game winner. And unfortunately, it was Jane Volgren who split our D, had the puck just skated up into our zone, split the D right at the top of the circles, and came in and laid one in between the legs of Aubrey Dowd, an unassisted goal at 14:37. And Sabres could not score. They had the power play but couldn't score and had struggles pulling Dowd from the net and wound up losing this one 2-1. There you go, our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, and not too many in the stats department for CFM. But hey, it's a new season coming up here, and we got a chance.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what you did all season.
Right.
None of that matters at all. It all comes down to that one game and what you do coming Thursday.
Yep.
Against a Black River Falls team that can sneak up on you. They did that to us earlier in the year, but like we said before, beginning of the program, totally different CFM Sabres team now.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we'll set that up for you, get our sports schedule coming back on our post-class Amir post-game show. Take one final break, back in a couple of minutes on WOGO Radio and YouTube TV.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
A 2-1 loss here for the Sabres, but more hockey coming up next week as we have playoff hockey. It's the Chi Cardinals hosting the Eau Claire North Huskies, and that'll be on Tuesday in a playoff game, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown Show, 7 o'clock drop of the puck, and I guess we could say the Cards won here tonight convincingly on the road at Menominee. What was it, 7-2?
Yeah, excellent nights for the Cards.
Did you say Jackson LeMay had how many goals?
5.
Come on.
Yeah,
really?
5 goals. Talk about a senior just, you know,
wow,
ending on a nice high note for himself.
Highlight reel on that one.
Absolutely. So and Zach Buchanan got his first varsity goal. That's an awesome thing for him. Yes.
So we'll see those guys on Tuesday in a playoff game. And back here on Thursday, a week from Thursday, for CFM Hockey, they will host Black River Falls, 6:40, for our pregame show. So some playoff hockey before they shut the lights off here for high school hockey at the building. In the meantime, more games this week. This is our last hockey game, but we got buckets the rest of the way. On Thursday, it is McDonald boys basketball at Stanley Boyd. Caleb Swenson with the call, 6:55 for the pregame, and then Caleb will have the girls, Max girls, at Thorpe on Friday afternoon, 5:55, the pregame on that one. And then on Saturday, if I get things right here, it's girls, McDonald girls at home against Amory, and that's 6:55 pregame show. So a five-game week here on WOGO, and we'll take a little break and back here a week from tonight for Chi High Hockey in the postseason. Final again, 2-1, the Fusion knock off the Sabres and equal the season record at one apiece, one win apiece for the two teams, with a potential of a third meeting in that sectional semi that the two teams could meet up again in River Falls. Well, it's been great to join you here tonight. Thanks to Connie Feedy up here with me in the booth, Greg Stewart here with her, and Sam Aberle on our YouTube feed. Thanks to Sam and Gavin Bovey, our radio producer here tonight. Final score again, 2-1. The Fusion beat your CFM Sabres. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO, your sports station.
CFM Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.